Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It kind of goes back to your first question about why is Western love or Western dating so difficult. A lot of women want a girlfriend with a dick. And a lot of men want a boyfriend with a pussy. Unfortunately.
Wait,
a lot of women want a girlfriend with a dick. And a lot of men want a boyfriend with a pussy.
I don't think women will want neither.
Yeah, honestly,
what I mean by that is, like, you know, like,
I get what you're trying to
say. When I interview women, and I ask them, what type of man would you be? Let's say you woke up tomorrow, what type of man would you be? 9 times out of 10, they just say, I would be a male version of myself.
That's what they say?
That's what they say.
You know what the girls on this show say? Mm. Fuck boy, I'm fucking anything.
That's the first thing I'm doing.
Listen, I've had people say that too, but it's like, we don't have, and ironically, I think men actually value women more than women value men. Because when I ask men the same question, they say they would be a completely different person. They would be a better person. A lot of women say they'd be just
that goes
just
right back to what I was saying. The same niggas that they be like, oh, he ain't shit. That's what they want to be if there was a man.
If I asked that same dude, he'd be like, yeah, I'd be in a church, this, and that. Because we're looking for a woman to be like our right side.
Wait, hold on. Excuse me 1 second. That goes into one of the questions that you guys had. Like, what percentage of men experience genuine love from women? Right. So it's like, would you think like a lot of men get that? Or are you just saying like,
we're
out here just lying to y'all?
I think men love more authentically than women.
Yeah.
That's
a fact.
I don't think men get genuine love. It's very rare. I ain't gonna lie.
I always say the only way a man could get unconditional love from a woman or get close to that is when he meets her, when they both meet each other at that same level and they're building and growing from that. So like when you that high school love
before financial comes.
Exactly. I think that's the only way. And if you pass that time, it's all conditional. What it do? It's your boy Jew. I'm here with my crew. Welcome back to another episode of Daily Wrap Up Crew. I got my boy Ace here.
Yes, indeed. It's your boy Ace on the best show by far. And I'm the all. Damn.
Run it back.
Yeah, we do take twos.
Oh, when take two?
Hell no, nigga. I don't know take twos. We're going to start with the ladies and then we're going to work our way around.
All right. So I'm the queen of spice. My name is Courtney Shav. I am the host of The Spicy Studios, and a platform, educational platform for sexual education. So,
Okay.
Nice. Hi, guys. It's your girl, Maya B here. Also known as Maya Black. I am a model. Gonna leave it at that for now. Yeah.
Okay. And our homie to the right. What up?
Yes, sir. What's up? My name's Alan. I'm the voice behind the channel We Need to Talk. And I'm excited, man.
Happy to have you, man. Flew out here. And
appreciate it, man.
I got to watch how I say that. The niggas going to think I flew you out.
Nah.
Everybody that's tuning in, make sure y'all like, subscribe. We got the second YouTube channel, right?
With the clips, you know what I mean? Make sure y'all subscribe to that. Become a member, all that good shit.
Yeah, become green, you know what I mean?
And cop the merch, you know what I mean? Yeah, flee, you know what I mean? Logic.
DailyWrapUpCrew.co. Make sure you get it and go. You know what I'm saying? All right. Before we start with the topics, I do have a question, right? And I'm going to start it off by saying, looking and thinking about the opposite sex, give me two words, the first two words that come to mind.
Oof.
Is that scary out here?
No.
Just thinking a
little. I'm just thinking.
Hold on.
I'm going to start off. I'm going to say femininity and beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna say strong.
Okay.
And
shit, y'all.
Leader?
Oh, I was just gonna say that. Mine is masculinity and leadership is what I usually look for.
Okay.
Or what do we look for? How
or just when
think? The first two words that come to your mind when you think of a woman.
Chaos and creation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shit sound honest as fuck. What about you, Ace? Talk about
it. I'm going to say elegance and beauty.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to front. Ladies, I don't know, look like y'all don't got nothing good to say about us, but I'm going to keep it real.
Wait. I'm just... How did you get there?
Yo,
you jumped.
All right, let me get to the topic. You know what I'm saying? I am instigating, but all right. What impact has Western society has on the global dating life?
You know, I when that question was sent, I had to look up a couple of things because I knew this conversation happened years before this even is taking place right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very different now. I think Western dating scene is more of hookup society.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that's traveling to other parts of the world. And honestly, I don't like hookup. So I don't like hookup dating. I don't like casual sex. So it's like, I think that's the negative part of it. But I think the positive part of it is that you have access to other people. Right. So before you just had whoever was around in town. Right. Mm-hmm. If you're from a small town, it's whoever's around the town. Now you can go to the next town or you can go to like two towns over.
Why is that positive?
I think that's positive.
You know, that should sound crazy.
I'm asking why you think.
Yeah, I think it's positive because what if your town is small? What if you don't have a lot of men in your town or a lot of women in your town?
Mm.
Now you get to go out and meet different other people. That's just my ticket. And you can even take it to like, even in the United States, the small towns in the country, like those remote areas like South Dakota, you know,
mm-hmm.
If they don't have a dating app, they're only dating the people who they grew up with. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that it's better that they have the option of meeting other people?
Nah, I think they got the recipe for success staying in that small ass. You coming out here, they just going around fucking. I don't know. So.
Or you getting flew out to get fucked. So,
touché.
I mean.
What about you?
Agree. I'm half and half on that.
So elaborate with us.
For me, it's more or less like I wasn't born here. So growing up back home, I was born in Ghana. So over there, it's like traditions are a little different from traditions here. So growing up, it's like I still grew up in an African home, but you know, outside in school, you're learning a whole different ball game. And then when it came to dating, mostly everybody in my family married, settled down. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm good. Like it's taking me a second to get there because the whatever I'm used to dating, like she's saying, it's just a plethora. You know, it's not saying it's hard to choose from, but
even though we have the options, I don't think all the options are great out there.
Yeah, it's not great.
We think we have options, but we really don't have options out there.
So, like, that's where
now
is
very small. Yeah. You have a vast pool, but then it's also, like, slim pickings, too, at the same time.
I want to ask you, how has it changed from, I guess,
like
that time to, like, now, modern day?
So, for me, I, like, left Ghana when I was 8, so everything that I know from maybe seeing family members and even my own like parents in a relationship is like I'm just so used to a man just like controlling everything, right? From like top to bottom. Whereas here it's like women kind of have a say so in some sense, but not really, because then the lines get a little blurred.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you think the women now, like the modern women in Ghana probably is different?
Very different. Because
even
if I like when I went back home, like my family members looking at me like, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you not married yet? With like, what's going on?
It's still the same.
It's still the same over there, where it's like, well, then again, it's like certain culture, like I guess you could say like cultures and tribes still follow certain traditions. So it's like you can't really stray too much, but as they like to say, I'm American. So.
All right, real quick. Does that pressure make you want to get married sooner or avoid getting married?
Maybe when I was a bit younger, there was a little bit of pressure because I'm like the oldest out of like, let's say like the 90s kids, like the oldest one. So it's like everyone after me basically got kids or they're married or stuff. So it's kind of almost like it's not pressure. It was pressure back then. But now I'm like, listen, when it happened, it happened. I'm not really like rushing too much. But I guess for my dad, I'm the only like kid for him. So I guess he's kind of like, he's like, oh, what's up? You know, so it's kind of that.
I think when you get older, especially for me, at least as a woman, like I feel like as I'm getting older, I'm starting to think more about marriage and kids, because like I'm on this clock.
That's the problem.
And it's like clock. The older I get, the more chances I run into having like a terrible pregnancy.
Right.
And I don't want that.
Right.
And so it's like, as I'm getting older, I'm like, I'm thinking, okay, I'm dating, right? But I'm like, I want that person I'm dating. We need to be on the next step. Now, not like a lot of pressure.
You're dating
but
just with
like,
intent instead of just dating.
Yeah, just making sure that like, okay, this I'm doing this with a purpose. Because I don't have time to be playing around with people. I don't.
At what age you think that pressure starts to hit?
30. 30?
Okay.
Oof. 30.
Maybe because of my family. I was feeling that at like 25, and I was like, y'all got to chill.
Shout out to them.
Early.
What about you, bro? What you think?
I think we don't want as many options as we think we do.
We don't.
We don't know.
So I work in UX design, and there's something called analysis paralysis, where if you have too many options, you'll make none. So I think what's happening, you know, with dating apps and you can go to different cities and things like that. It's like, because you always think there's a better dude or a better woman, you don't necessarily show up with your best self to what's available to you. Because you're always holding out for whatever is better. So it's a catch 22, because I'm also from West Africa. So you don't have as many options and you think having more options makes your life better, but it kind of isn't. I think we need to focus on like making the best of the options that are available and not always thinking the grass is greener on the other side.
No, dead ass. Yeah.
You being a man from like an African family, right? What would you say about like, or what would your family say about you bringing like a regular American woman?
Well, my daughter's mom is American.
Okay, and how does that?
Basically American. Man, this is a deep question. Only because, like we were talking about downstairs about jollof rice, I'm honest.
Yeah.
Most African parents, if we're being honest, if we want to go there, they would actually prefer you bring home a white person.
What?
American.
Oh, rather than African American? I could believe that.
What?
Actually, you know, I'm not surprised.
I got a couple of uncles. That's so white.
It's messed up because like we talk about like Uncle Tom's and racism and what it did to African Americans, but colonialism did a number on Africans. So a lot of Africans, they default to thinking white people are
superior.
So it's more colorism
definitely
over there. Yeah, that's
so
the problem.
Much more.
Yeah.
So like it goes from white people to Asians or Hispanic and then black people.
Damn, we not even in the top three?
Nope.
Come on.
Do you think...
Damn.
Do you think...
Fortunately.
Yeah. Do you think that's because of how African Americans are portrayed like on TVs and like movies and stuff like that?
Well, so America's number one export is entertainment.
Entertainment.
So like what they see is the basketball and the rappers and the movie stars. But also, I would say, to put it on us a little bit, we don't focus as much on cultural education as y'all might think. Like a lot of Africans know our culture as far as our food and our clothes and things like that, but we don't necessarily know the context. So we don't consider y'all's context. Right? So we don't think about Jim Crow, or we don't think about, you know, post-traumatic slavery. We don't think about that stuff. So we just look at it kind of like how Asian people look at it. Why are those niggas acting the way that they do?
Right.
But even though we have a kind of similar story, we don't make that same connection that, oh, this happened to them, then this happened to them, then this happened to them, and it's still happening. So that's why we have that same kind of mindset.
What about you, Ace? What do you think about...
What was the question again?
How's Western society...
We traveled a little bit.
Yeah. But how has Western society affected the dating culture?
Oh, yeah, right. Like we say on the show all the time, man, the Western culture, the Western influence is vast. Like, I think it's the biggest influence in the world, honestly. You know what I mean? So, like you said, the biggest export is entertainment. So, people are taking this in and mimicking it every day. So, no matter where you go, you're going to see a piece of the civilization in that culture. You know what I mean? So, I think it has a big impact no matter where you go, honestly. Like, yeah.
I just want to, and look, I hate to point fingers, but this one, I could say that the biggest change is from, like, women getting so much power. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look, your head is turning, but
because
I knew
going to the gender wars. I knew it was coming.
Look, but we got to be honest, right?
So I'm gonna hear you out. So
I'm just saying,
make the connection
in the dating culture, right? Okay. I believe, uh-huh. and correct me if I'm wrong. Men stay the same. We chase pussy. We spend money. You get, like, I'm just saying, we're the same. We go home.
Of course.
Some men have multiple women.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Some men stay in the house with their wives, but predominantly, like, it just one set. Mm. That's it. You go to work. You chase pussy. Mm. I would say that, right? In the dating culture, women have changed from having this self respect for themselves to just fucking or giving a pussy up or having, you know, a lot of babies from different people. Let's be realistic. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if it's changing because, like, I'm even speaking to you. You said it didn't change much out there. Mm-hmm. I do think that influence will be a horrible reaction globally. If everybody had that mindset to say, hey, we out here. I don't know. Y'all could correct me if I'm wrong.
50 on that, man.
Yeah.
I just want to speak on
the having kids with multiple men. Mm-hmm. It takes two to have kids.
It does. Yeah.
So if this is a woman that you see and they already have like a baby father or whatever, why, as a man, right? Why are you still like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna shoot the club up too.
No, you're right, right? And I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying is women give the access to life, right?
Right.
And whether a man doesn't want that kid or not, the woman ultimately makes that decision, right? And I'm not even gonna end it there, right? I don't remember the exact percentage, but women are having children with the same small percentage of group of men. Mm-hmm. So I believe there's more men that doesn't have children than the men that do have children.
That's true.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay.
So and that goes back to like even the Umar shit. It's a poor selection. So you picking, you having a baby with a nigga just because you're trying to tie him down or you know he not the right one or hoping he rather than vetting out a good man to build a family with. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So. And maybe I'm wrong for putting this higher standard on women because of what the image of a woman was like, I guess, past tense.
Yeah.
Which may be wrong of me. And I would apologize for that. But I'm just saying in society now, the access to a woman is so easy. I think that's a problem.
With more power comes more responsibility. That's how it always goes. You know what I mean? They control the access to sex and to pregnancy and having babies and all that. So if you got that power, you're gonna be held more responsible.
But that's why I was 50-50 on it because I think the big difference with Western women is they're just more honest.
There you go.
Right.
That was literally what I was gonna say.
In West Africa, for instance, there are a lot of kids who they think is their daddy isn't actually their daddy.
That shit out here too. Yeah.
They don't have the technology to do the DNA test and stuff like that. But I do think
that's crazy.
Yeah, no, the shit happens. Mm. But I do think like what we can do is encourage women to be more honest about their preferences. Because like you talked about, like 54% of men don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily...
You don't think they're being honest?
I was just going to say, we are and we getting bashed for it from like, some men, so like, I don't like know.
Back in the day, it was one dude who had a whole bunch of wives, and that's what it was. Mm. Women always gravitate to a small group of men.
Right.
It's just now, they won't admit it, right? They are polygamous, but they won't call it that. Mm. They would rather say, oh, he's my boyfriend, knowing that he got three other women.
Oh, okay.
Versus back in the day, like... Yeah, no, so-and-so, he got money, he got clout in the community, he's got five wives, that's what it is. Powerful men have never had just one woman.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, we have to pretend that that's who we are.
The crazy thing I don't think you're diving into is that the fact that even though all this stuff was happening, it was still a sense of respect of, you know, not just having babies with everybody. Yeah. I think this shit is like spreading like... COVID. You know what I'm saying? Every time you look at somebody.
The they're not having babies with anybody. They're still having babies with a select group of men. It's just that selection isn't based on quality anymore. Mm-hmm. Back then, it used to be,
and that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's just the way that they're vetting men these days. It seems
they're not.
They still are.
I love how they're talking like just no.
Based on the wrong curriculum. Yeah. Like back then, it was his social standing. Mm-hmm. It was his projection in life. His economic value, if he was royalty, whatever the case may be. Mm. Now it's, oh, he the local drug dealer. Oh, he tall. He got potential. All kinds of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. It's not that a select group of men are having access. That's not new. It's who those select group of men are, because unfortunately, what I've been telling women is who you incentivize the procreation is who you're going to see more of.
But in that honesty that you called it, right? I don't think it's honesty. Some of it is just like following a trend.
No, I'm saying honesty compared to like women overseas.
Right.
Like just being unabashedly, I'm a hoe and I'm proud and shit like that. That's what I'm talking about.
But that's follow. I don't take that as, I can't take that as honesty.
That the women overseas want to.
I'm saying that I'm not just saying the women overseas. I'm saying our grandmas too.
Yeah,
I agree 1,000%.
My grandmother on my mom's side had a child with someone else, but we called him Willie Jr. because, you know, we didn't want him to know that, like, that wasn't his father. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it happens. It's not just in, like, Africa. It happens in... Talk to your grandmothers if they're still alive. Talk to them.
Yeah. I understand.
Family secrets run deep. I have aunts that had fucked each other's husbands.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like...
And that's why, like, when some dudes, especially, like, in the manosphere, they talk about the good old days. I'm like, man, y'all niggas weren't paying attention.
That's a fact.
It's not what you think it was. We talk about how grandpa, he got a kid in Vietnam somewhere. Mm. Mm-hmm. Your brother is your half-brother, but you don't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's true.
Right, they're not gonna say it.
He came back from Vietnam. He had a kid that he didn't leave, like, in her belly when he left. Right. We don't talk about those things.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me get to this next topic. Which contributes more to a better society? Higher standards among men or women?
Women. I'm just going to answer that woman off the back. Listen to what you named in the first three. Sex. Yeah. What else? Y'all chasing money and what else?
Yeah. Peace.
Right. Sex and peace.
After I nut, I want to chill.
You see what I'm saying? That's it. The day is over for you. Started off the next day. So for me, I'm going with women. Yeah. Mm.
I'm gonna say women as well, only because if you think about a household, who is the person that's influenced the household? It's usually the woman. The woman's usually influencing the household. So if we have higher standards in our household, I think in general, like, we would have higher standards. It would be better for society in general. So that's how I thought about it.
I look at it as we have a little bit more structure.
Okay. Ace?
I think we're smarter. Because a lot of men do dumb shit. Like, you've seen, like, what they say, like, why men, like, why women live longer than men. Because it's just, like, certain, like, just dumb shit.
And I don't think that's smarter, though.
It's not because we're working.
Not smarter,
it's
but
not because we're working harder. like, we got to go to work every day. We ain't got nobody paying our bills. None of that. We don't get to go to therapy. We don't get to cry to our friends. All that shit. But anyway, I would say if women had higher standards, it'd be better for society. Because I think men have upped their standards for women. And I don't think it's changed. Nothing out here I ain't going to hold you. So... I think women have to have the highest standards. So yeah, they just gotta make it harder, because otherwise
it's just easy, like it is now.
Yeah, it's just gonna be easy, and ain't nobody going to commit. Ain't gonna be no families. Ain't gonna be no marriages. None of that shit. Like,
what about
I have
you?
A question. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a question.
I'm still thinking. Sorry.
Okay, good. When it comes to marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that, I'm just posing a question out there, but when it comes to, like, making someone, being official, whether marriage or in a relationship,
right?
I'm wondering why we always depend on men to make that move.
What do you mean?
Like, we all, like, as women, we always wait for men to be like, ask us to be their girlfriend, you know? Mm. Like, instead of just coming to them like, hey, like, we've been doing this for a while. Like, I think we should get together. Like, women don't do that. Why do we always wait for men to do it?
I mean, technically we do. And then they'd be like, oh, that's not what I was, you know, it's not what I was trying to do.
Yeah, sure. They'll be like, oh.
See, so it's like, I mean, can't think of with your accent, but maybe because as women, we're supposed to look at men to lead. Mm. So maybe it's like the.
I think it was like the chivalrous, you know? Thing. Like,
yeah, and that mean, part too. It's like not to take that away.
It was like a gender role kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like men was courting the women. Women generally don't court men. So
no.
So it's not like I'm gonna court you and then you're gonna ask me to be like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, but also just like, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But also just like, I guess my question is like, how long does it take for any of you guys to ask a woman to, one, marry you or be in a relationship with you?
Is there like a time period?
It's not no set time period.
That time period, but like usually you've been in relationships before. You've been in
a couple. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what was that average?
Or was it something that just...
It wasn't the same, honestly. I've been in probably like 3 relationships in my life.
Adult relationships?
Yeah. Now you say like how long? Usually the span of it changes everything.
How long what?
Were those relationships like more than a year?
The average is like 2 years, okay. I would say.
Okay.
But some I jumped in like 4 months in and others took longer. So, you know what I mean? It's just how the vibe is going, the feeling I'm having. Like
the sex was good.
The head was good, you know what I mean? Stuff
that
like that.
Something.
It got the fact is that you gotta take into consideration. You know what I mean? Right.
Not motivation.
But also it's a certain shame that goes on a woman that has to ask a man to be in a relationship or to marry them. There's no shame on us.
As a woman, I'm never asking a man to marry.
See, you never gonna hear a man say, "Oh, as a man, I'm not gonna ask a woman." To ask your question, that's why it is the way it is.
But I will have the conversation about, okay, we've been doing this for, I don't know, a year.
That's what I'm saying. That's the typical.
We've been doing this for a year. What are we doing?
Right. You apply the pressure for what you want, and men apply the pressure for what they want. That's how it goes.
And I think women should do that, because if you were a dude and he's not on your level or your mindset, he's wasting your time.
I don't think they should do that, man.
Him at that point.
Like, if you date with a purpose, why wouldn't you want to ask that person? Like, why wouldn't you want to find out where we're going? Where, yeah.
I believe you could have that conversation when y'all first start dating, but to pressure him into
I didn't say pressure.
It's just a conversation.
Yeah.
It's just like, what are we doing?
No, what you...
What are we doing?
That's pressure.
Wait. I'm thinking...
That's not pressure.
That's different. That's different.
What are we doing?
Yes. No. What do you mean?
It's your demeanor, your delivery, everything was different.
What did he just say he want? He want the nut and peace. After that nut, what are we doing? That's not no peace. That's pressure.
I'm not saying doing it after you have sex.
Like, it don't matter what you're doing.
If you start acting more during sex, then, you know, would that be a little easier blow?
No. I don't mind.
No. I'm just saying.
I think it's fine to ask the question before you're dating someone. Like, this is what I want. This is what I'm heading for. Are you looking for the same thing?
Right. Yes. When y'all start dating, that should be established.
But why can't you check in a few times and be like, okay, are we men still on the same page? Like, that, I that like checking happen. In. You like, I like checking in like a couple of months, like, hey, how are you feeling about this? Like,
but wait, Courtney, agree. What? Don't you think that women do that more? Men don't check in.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I like to check in. So the guy that I'm dating, I want them to check in with me.
Mm-hmm. You check in?
I check in all the time.
See?
Okay. I'm very vocal. Why you said no, though?
No, it's to go back to the first question about Western dating. I think what makes shit complicated is like we're prioritizing romance above all else. Because back in the day, marriage wasn't about romance.
It was a context.
It was about this family got some land, that family got some land, let's join our resources. It was about, I have to, fuck how you feel, I got to convince your dad to like me, right? Mm-hmm. So nowadays, it's like, oh, it's just about two people who like each other. And that's part of the reason why shit doesn't work. And that's also part of the reason you have to ask questions like that, because there's no reason for us being together. There's nothing that we're building. We're not trying to, I don't want kids, you don't want kids, we might as well just date forever, right? And I think, going back to having too many options, people are stuck because they want the optics of the traditional institutions like marriage, but they don't want the responsibility to come. I don't want you to meet my mom or my dad.
You know people that say they don't want to meet their parents? Yeah. Are they dating?
Some people, yeah. They
never met the other side of the family.
Vegas,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So the whole new life.
Yeah. That's the West.
Yeah. A lot of parents ain't in people's lives nowadays. I don't know. But even going back to the first topic, the question. Yeah. So I do agree with the fellas.
I'm going to answer that.
I even want to take an even wilder thought. Because I know women like to say how much you guys make now and make more than men or whatever. And I still feel like, I think that no matter how much a woman makes, let's say you make more than me, I still think that I should be the head of the household.
Absolutely. Absolutely. True. My hands are broken.
I appreciate you saying that.
Go ahead, baby.
You know, but women, you know, usually feel like we're taking something away from them when we say that. And I appreciate that. And
Reach the can on top.
If I'm the head, you're still the neck. You know, I heard Fantasia even said something like that.
That's from my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah. Oh, well, I heard Fantasia say it. But it's from Greek Wedding. You can't move without one or the other. And I agree with it 1,000%. No.
But are y'all dating the men that make less than y'all?
I have.
And would you do it again?
Definitely would. Because for me, it was money is not an object for me, or like it's not priority. Mm-hmm. I always prioritize character first. Mm-hmm. So for him, it was just, okay, I genuinely loved him. It wasn't because of like money or anything like that. Whereas most women would look at me like, girl, you crazy. Because mm-hmm. like, what? That's he couldn't do what? And it's like,
My only issue with it, and that's just the man that I did date, mm-hmm. he felt insecure about it.
After some time.
But the thing is that I've never brought up, that's why I make more money, or I try to throw money in his face. He just had that innate insecurity because...
Every woman says that, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's insecurity on my end. I think it was just more or less, I just kept doing this, and he wasn't used to probably dating a girl like me. Like, he was probably used to dating girls that just, you know, probably coasted on the same level. Mm. Whereas me, I'm just chasing the next thing, like, trying to just improve every day and get better. Yeah.
I can't see how that's...
What do you say that you say you hear women say all the time?
That men are insecure if they make more.
This man was.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that the other men I dated were, but this specific man was very insecure about it. And I couldn't do anything about it because, I never threw the money in his face. I never was like, oh, I'm going to pay for dinner. Like, no, again, my hands is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Lead. But, like, there were certain things that I caught that I was just like, okay, he's insecure about this.
We got you.
Yeah. Mm.
In certain scenarios, and I'm not saying your scenario, successful women don't know how they're acting to a person that they feel like they're better than, if you get what I'm saying. So
because
sometimes
I don't think they genuinely like that person.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think they, because if you genuinely love and like someone, that wouldn't be anything that'd be it.
That's not even a thought.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Until it's time to spend some money and he doesn't want to spend it.
Because he don't got
and
it.
It's no, I'm saying it's time to spend y'all's money, but mm-hmm. you make the majority of y'all's money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, we're not gonna spend that. And you're like, nigga, you bring $40,000.
No, wait a minute. I literally just had a conversation like that earlier today where it was like, with my ex, it was more or less like, hey, I want to do this. What do you think? Or it'd be like, oh no, I still let him lead in some sense, even though I was making maybe the majority of the money throughout the relationship. So it was like,
I'd be the exception.
This is what I'm saying. I'm like the 1%, like the black unicorn, the African unicorn over here. I don't know.
Look, because y'all diving into the next topic. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all subscribe, all that good shit. Do women prefer a partner who is equally yoked or a partner who is financially superior?
Superior is scary.
Superior.
Yeah.
No, that's a fact. I mean, because you have to think about it, like on a biological level, like you alluded to earlier. Women have a finite time to have children,
mm-hmm.
and they have a finite number of viable eggs to have those children, and it decreases as they age.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, whereas like me, you know what I'm saying, we have millions of sperm at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why women are so selective. It's more than just, oh, he tall, he handsome, whatever the case may be. I have a finite number of opportunities to procreate.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pick the best possible guy to do that. Whereas we have enough to throw it away. So,
but do you think they prefer a man that's equally yoked?
That's what I'm saying. Like, left to their devices, women want a man who's better in every sense.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to be taller, smarter, closer to God, more connected, more clout, more.
My thing is, like, if I can't learn from my man, I don't want him. If I can't learn from you, I don't want you.
And the only time it's different is like, for instance, you'll see pastors, for instance, with a wife who makes more money than them. But he is so superior on a spiritual aspect that it overcompensates for the fact he doesn't make as much money. So you have to over. So he might be broke, but he fine as hell. Or he handsome as hell. Or he got a whole bunch of clout or whatever the case may be.
Or he's slanging dick.
Or he's, you know what I'm saying? That part. So it's got to be something.
You said that if you can't learn from them, but a lot of people equate like, your finances to how much you know. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying you, I'm just saying in general, like men and women, like, okay, she could do this.
Yeah. No, I when I'm talking about learning is just how you carry yourself, how are you in certain situations, how you treat your family, how you treat the people around you, just your emotional intelligence.
How you even carry yourself alone.
Just like your intelligence in general. Like, I want to learn from you. Like, if I can, like, if we can have a conversation and I learn one thing from you, like, that's attractive to me. That's what I like.
Oh, you like safe people sexuals too, huh?
I do. Like, having a meaningful conversation is that what gets me there. Like, yeah, the sex is great. Oh my God. Wow. But like, if you can like stimulate me mentally, oh my God.
It's over.
That's a whole nother level for me. And I don't think a lot of
you over there ad-libbing, it's over for
you. No, because it is like this. What are we doing here? There's no point. And can't get past the sex. It's no. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So, like, to answer your question, going back to your question, to me, it's like it'll be superior, but in other aspects, if it's not financial, you know what I'm saying?
Would you settle with a dude that got the money, but don't got shit else?
No.
Oof.
Most women would.
Like the sex is bad or something?
And we act as if they would, but yo, rich niggas be the ones getting cheated on out here.
Yo, they get violated.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, they get violated.
And the thing about it is, like, a lot of times it's because they didn't develop all those other social skills.
Right.
Right. So, like,
they didn't care.
Exactly. As somebody who works in tech, I know a whole bunch of dudes who work in tech. They make a whole bunch of money. They have no bitches at all.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Because they don't know how to talk. They don't know how to carry a conversation. Socially awkward. They have no presence about themselves.
No.
So unfortunately, if you walk into a room with a bum, but he's got all those other auxiliary aspects, he's gonna win 10 times out of 10.
That's why the pool boy be smashing their wife.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's a fact.
He got swag with that pussy.
All right, let me get to my next topic. Can individuals genuinely improve over time, or do you develop traits that become permanent?
Okay, I'm going with the traits becoming permanent, because you could just be stuck in your ways and thinking you're improving and you're not. That could just be a self-reflection, not someone, you know, like other people looking at you. So you're like, no, I'm good. Like, I, you know, but you're just stuck. Now, you know, actually developing traits or certain things, and, you know, it's like a routine. You know, you do it after some time, it just becomes a part of your character or like part of you.
Definitely.
So that's, yeah, I'm on that side.
When I saw this question, I kind of went back to what Erykah Badu said. The man that knows something knows that he knows nothing at all. And for me, when I think of it, it's like, if you know, if you're someone who's open to learn and want to know things or how to handle things differently, you're open to that. You know, you're smart enough to know that, okay, I don't know everything. So I might feel that I am a good person, but how does that reflect in my life? Mm-hmm. Like, do I have people close around me? Do I have someone I can call on? Or do people gravitate towards me, or do I repel people? Mm-hmm. So I think for me, some people can evolve because we are human and we are going to evolve. But then I know some people who are just really just stuck in their ways. Like, I feel like once you reach a certain age, you're just that way. Like, if you ever seen old people, they're stubborn as fuck. Yeah. What age do you have to be that fucking stubborn?
Well, so it's like
there's
no
a cutoff point, and I don't know what that cutoff point is, but until we get to that cutoff point, I feel like a lot of people do go through the changes, can change their traits, but once you hit that age, I don't know what happens.
What about you, Ace? What you think?
That's an interesting question, man. I do think people could change, But it comes back to, are you willing to take accountability and what you need to change? You know what I mean? So if you're not willing to take accountability, then you can't see what your issue is.
Mm-hmm. That's also tricky though, bro. Why? Because if you say that, right, mm-hmm. a lot of people hold themselves accountable for what they do wrong, mm-hmm. but then they feel like you should accept it.
No, definitely.
Or they don't care. Or they don't care.
But that's not full accountability then. That's just acknowledging. Taking accountability. You know,
they'd be like, "Oh, I know I'm crazy, but I'm trying to change."
I'm gonna deal with it. Like, yeah. if that's where you at, then you're not gonna change.
But not accountability. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I think accountability is key, man. And I do think women struggle more with accountability.
Oh, absolutely. No. So women do be
more stuck in their ways than men. Men are willing to change and compromise more as they get older and stuff. Well, I mean in general, but women.
Because I was like, wait a minute, you might need to fix.
Women
that.
When they get older, then they want to take accountability and they might be more willing to change because that clock ticking. I mean, they trying to get mad.
I think it's based off on how their parents and their selection changes is when they really right. take that realization.
When them looks start to fade, you know what I mean? And the same people that was trying to holler at you ain't holler at you no more, you know what I mean? Then you might want to start, you know what I mean, watching NBA games or something, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You might want to start doing things that
you would never do.
What you're trying to attract going like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think people change, but it takes a certain pressure or a push, you know what I mean? They're not just going to change just because they want to, like most people, I would say.
What about you, bro?
When I found out, this was 2020, when I found out I was going to be a dad, mm-hmm. I was doing a whole bunch of research, man, because I was like, yo,
what you was researching?
We can't fuck this little girl up. That's what I was focused on. Mm. I came across this article that said 97% or 93% of who we are as an adult is dictated between the age of 0 and 7. Mm-hmm. Mm. So if some fucked up shit happens between 0 and 7, mm-hmm. the chances of you transforming the trajectory of your life after that is 0 to, it's slim, right? Mm. Now, I think that's a conversation about Black people in general and our trauma, mm-hmm. but most people don't change.
You don't think with therapy, people can't change? and being honest with their therapist and actually doing the work.
But see, that's the thing. I don't think what we see now is therapy. I think it's pop therapy. I think motherfuckers just going to therapy to be able to hold a card and say, I go to therapy, but they're not actually doing work.
But I'm not talking about those
people. But that's the majority of people.
Right.
Right. Mm. So I think with like psychotherapy, if they're taking medication and stuff like that too, yes, they can change. But with that being said, the majority of people are not going.
You got to take medication and shit to change.
Some people do. I was
depression. Bipolar.
I mean, okay.
When I was like, mm-hmm. when I had anxiety and depression, I was put on medication. Mm.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, stuff like that.
So, I would say like, let's say you're a dude and you're dating a woman and you're like, you know, is she going to change? I think you have to make peace with the reality that she doesn't. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. If you're a woman, mm-hmm. you should be dating for projection, not potential.
Right.
Because you mm-hmm. can trick yourself into believing he's going to be whatever you need him mm-mm. to be. But yeah. you need to see what path is he on in life. And are you okay with who he's going to become? Because unfortunately, most people don't change. Mm. Well, they deviate. They go like this, but they stay on the same lane.
Mm. I don't know if I.
But I want to preface it by saying I'm a man, so I'm cynical. I have to think worst case scenario.
Yeah, because I'm like.
Protect, but as a woman, you might think
I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. I feel that I've seen people in my own life truly do a 180 because something may have happened in their
life.
Shout
out to you for using that saying right though.
A
lot of people be like, oh, he did a whole 360. He did the same shit.
I did that. Yeah.
But I've seen people change their lives completely. Mm-hmm. You know, and unfortunately, some of our families, addiction is a thing. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people change their whole character, like before they were addiction, like how they were mm-hmm. while they were during the addiction, and then afterwards, still the same. It's still a different person. Like just, and I've seen that.
Something else.
I've seen that. So that's why I'm just like, I don't truly believe that people are stuck the way that they are.
Well, let me rephrase it. I think it's possible. I don't think it's plausible. I think they're the exception, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Right?
Just but not like, even just people with addiction. I've seen other people outside.
And to be fair, like I would rather somebody who thinks like you to teach my daughter than somebody who thinks like me. Right? I want somebody who's a little bit more optimistic. Idealistic. Yeah.
But I think both should be taught. Because I think
being cynical has its pros and cons.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, 100%. That's why I like women. Yeah. So I'm a man and I bring
you. I agree.
Yeah.
It's the balance, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to ask you, do you think like when you had your daughter, that was when maybe you had a shift? Because what were you like prior to her?
What, you don't think having like, a daughter changed
you? Like, that's what I was going to say. You don't think that changed you in a sense?
I'm sure.
Now that we talk about it, I'm leaning really? More towards what she's like, saying. Really? Yo, it's a lot.
Oh, God, please.
It's a lot of things in your life that you're having that can like, change like, you. Like, yo, my daughter, ain't gonna lie.
It is.
Children
is
having
like,
kids definitely changes you, bro.
Maybe she ain't,
it changed me in a sense that, like, it's not about me no more, and I have to prioritize her well-being and her best interest. But as far as, like, change my personality, change my... you know, demeanor and shit like that. No,
yeah.
I've always been this dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you
well,
would...
Maybe you thought that was the best version of yourself to support your daughter. You know what I mean? So maybe you didn't feel like you had to change in order to be what she needed.
Now, if he didn't, he wouldn't have done that research. He'd have been like, yeah, I got this. Let her come.
No, I think we're misunderstanding, like, what I mean by that. Like,
so what kind of change are you referring to? Because
I'm referring to, like, let's say I was a bum before my daughter.
Right.
I had my daughter and I stepped my shit up. No, I've always been this dude.
Okay.
Like, she didn't put a fire under my belly or anything.
So you will agree that
children do change you because you just made the...
I think...
How could you always be that dude if you was a bum?
No, that's what I'm saying. If no, I was a bum, I was never a bum.
Never.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's what I'm saying. But I've heard dudes say, I used to be a bum, then I had my daughter and I stepped my shit up.
Okay.
Right.
I think that's the exception. Okay. I think that's the exception. I don't think that's the rule. I think what most people do is when they experience something like that, they change periodically. They change for a short period of time because they got all the momentum and the high from whatever it is that they're feeling. Okay. But it's not who they are. So eventually, they go right back.
That's a deviation you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about vibrating from here to vibrating from here. That's the change that I'm talking about.
Okay. All right, okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I would agree with him. Yeah. I think I changed when I had my kids too. All right, let me get to this last topic because we running out of time. Which one do I want to do?
Give us a good one.
I hope it's not that last one.
All right.
Do that last one.
It's the last one. That's the one.
The last
all right. One. Do people perceive individuals as a real man or woman only when there are advantages
why?
Or benefits that involves them?
You see what I'm saying?
Y'all don't have to come back to me.
I really wanted to skip this one because it was more or less like, that's almost like, I asked the question, what do men consider a real woman? Like, what do you guys, or you, like, because everyone's probably going to be different. Mm. So let me ask that question. What do you guys think real women are?
Are
supposed to be?
Honestly, I would just say a woman that's nurturing, patient, compassionate, loving,
feminine.
Okay.
That can cater to me, you know what I'm saying? And my children at the same time. Mm. And know how to separate the love between, you know, my children and me.
Okay.
I don't want to be on the same scale or competing against my kids. I think sometimes women feel like they have to love their kids more.
More than the man.
But yeah.
What was the question again?
Do people use real men or that's a real man? When the situation is benefiting them, like,
so you're saying that it does because it's benefiting you, that's what makes them a real woman, because you just describe things that benefit you.
Right,
so are you saying that she's a real woman because she's doing these things and it benefits me?
But I also mentioned qualities that she should have as herself.
Right, but they still benefit you. A nurturing woman still benefits you.
More or less her children. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But a nurturing woman's going to benefit you.
Yeah.
You're not going to come home to a hard rock, right?
Yeah, right.
Hey, babe, how was your day? Right? That's what you're going to come home to. Not, can you do the dishes? Right?
I mean,
all this stuff benefits you.
But would the opposite of what he's saying be considered a real woman, though? Like, if she wasn't nurturing, would she be a real woman? Because naturally, that's supposed to be
I'm not arguing it. What I'm saying is that because it benefits us, that's why we're saying it's a real man or woman. Because he just described things that benefits him.
It benefits herself as well, too. I don't see how that those qualities doesn't benefit her.
Well, of course they do, but I'm saying the question is not does it benefit her? It's does it benefit
I guess
you?
That's why I asked like
in but you gotta separate like what's supposed to be what's considered natural for a woman or a man and what's beneficial. Like nurturing is supposed to be natural, but it's also beneficial. Mm. So if he did say it, he's just saying was naturally a woman.
Okay. So then I pose the question.
Mm.
What are some things that makes a real woman that is benefits you, but is not in their nature, in a woman's nature?
I get what you're trying to ask.
It's everything I would add would be the same shit. Because even if you say people like, oh, independent woman, blah, blah, blah. I want my woman to be independent as well. You get what I'm saying? So some men would say, oh, I don't want no independent woman. Mm. You know, what's wrong with her being independent? That's a quality that some people would say they wouldn't want in a woman, but.
Yeah, I'm just, the reason why I'm asking these questions is because I just feel that on both sides,
mm-hmm.
we're benefiting it.
Yeah.
And that's why we say real man, real woman. It's a benefit regardless.
Mm-hmm. All right, but then we get down to things like, oh, if he don't pay bills, he's not a real man.
That's what I was asking. Like, okay. On a women's side.
If he don't
change a tie, he not a real man.
so then we get down to these things. It's like, all right, that's come on now. Like, that's what's defining a man. Like, if he changes the tire, that
because we're certain women go off like traditional standards, like for what you look for.
If he would have said cooking or cleaning.
He didn't say that.
That would have been beneficial. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's
he did not say that.
You know what I mean? Even though it was.
But then some men look at women that can't cook, like. Or,
not being
know,
a
like,
woman.
Then that's why I was asking, like, what? Because everyone is different, you know?
I guess. Yeah.
So that I guess it's subjective. Like, I think it's more individual based.
Yeah. Right.
What you consider
you can't
a real
blank,
woman.
You can't blanket statement this. Like, it's just. It's, you can't.
It's open-ended.
But that's what makes it so difficult. Like, we have 50 different definitions of masculinity and femininity because it went away from being defined by your community mm-hmm. to being defined by your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And partners...
Or society now.
Social media. It's not even society because society can't agree on what a woman is. What,
right.
A dude won Woman of the Year with Virgin. So, like, because what I think about is, like, you know, in my culture back in the day, let's say I wanted to marry you, right?
You got $175,000. That's my dowry.
Yeah. So before I pay that, there is a period where you have to come stay at my house. And when I say mm-hmm. my house, not my house, but the family
house. Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, to see you or whatever, but it's so that the women of my family can evaluate you because it's shit that they can see that I might not be able to see. Oh, mm-hmm. she laughs too much around men. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They vet you, yeah, that's true.
She's too, when the women are helping out or whatever the case
may be,
she's not help. You know, so before mm-hmm. it used to be, how is she evaluated by my community, by my tribe? Mm-hmm. But now, like, the standards are just all over the place. And similarly, that's why women just, if you do something, I don't like, you're not a good man. Like, mm-hmm. what's the name? B. Simone was talking about Martin Luther King is not a great man just because.
Well,
of
let's
some
not talk about
infidelities.
You see what I'm saying? Where the reality is, men are defined. Men have always been defined by the legacy they leave,
mm-hmm.
not all the little stuff.
Right.
Whereas women are defined by the type of household they create.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But again, we can't agree on that, so we keep debating what is a good man, what is a good woman.
Even when like on TikTok is this guy that is like a sassy list. So everything that a woman says if a man doesn't mm-hmm. is sassy.
List.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, if you look at this list, you can't do nothing but go to work, pay bills, and die. Like, that's it, bro. That's it.
And die.
So it's like
crazy.
If you want to be a real man, that's all you can do in life.
Like, that's a fact.
And what's the point of the list? Like, what are they trying to...
The list.
It's so basically women on Twitter say like if you're not a real man if you do this you're not a real man and so they'll add it to the list
like
mm-hmm. and it's a ridiculous list
ridiculous.
Like you're not a real man if you can't eat fruit. Like you don't eat fruit like you know what I mean like you can't
if you chilling if you're on the phone with your homeboys or if you got a group chat or if you go to the movies with
yeah
your homeboys,
just it's a little ridiculous shit.
It kind of goes back to your first question about why is Western love or Western dating so difficult. A lot of women want a girlfriend with a dick. And a lot of men want a boyfriend with a pussy. Unfortunately.
Wait, a lot of women
want a girlfriend with a dick. And a lot of men want a boyfriend with a pussy.
I don't think women will want neither.
Yeah, honestly.
And what I mean by that is like, you know, like
I get what you're trying
when,
to
when
say.
When I interview women, and I ask them, what type of man would you be? Let's say you woke up tomorrow, what type of man would you be? 9 times out of 10, they just say, I would be a male version of myself.
That's what they say?
That's what they say.
You know what the girls on this show say? Fuck boy, I'm fucking anything.
The first thing I'm doing.
Listen, I've had people say that too, but it's like we don't have. And ironically, I think men actually value women more than women value men. Because when I ask men the same question, they say they would be a completely different person. They would be a better person. A lot of women say they'd be. That goes right back to what I was saying.
The same niggas that they be like, oh, he ain't shit. That's what they want to be if there was a man.
But if I asked that same dude, he'd be like, yeah, I'd be in the church, this, this, and that. Because we're looking for a woman to be like our right side.
Wait, hold on. Excuse me 1 second. That goes into one of the questions that you guys had. Like, what percentage of men experience genuine love from women?
Right.
So it's like, would you think like a lot of men get that? Or are you just saying like, we're out here just lying to y'all?
I think men love more authentically than women.
Yeah.
That's
a fact.
I don't think men get genuine love. It's very rare. I ain't gonna lie.
I always say the only way a man could get unconditional love from a woman or get close to that is when he meets her, when they both meet each other at that same level and they're building and growing from that. So like when you that high school
before financial comes into it, exactly.
I think that's the only way. And if you pass that time, it's all conditional.
Exactly.
But so that's not just women.
I was gonna say some people will
Yeah, just in general, we don't know how to love men.
Yeah.
No.
Just in general.
Yeah.
As a society, we don't know how to love men.
And even when you said that, that's back to when I was saying, I think, you know, I keep women in this higher standard that just unrealistic sometimes. But we about to get up out of here.
Do the same thing, so
yeah.
Unrealistic standards of men, so
yeah.
It's because
it's a shit show, isn't it? We're going toe and toe at this point.
Yeah,
but we were taught, and it goes back to the whole red pill thing. Like a lot of boys were taught that women were sugar and spice and everything nice, and then you grow up and you get some pussy, and you realize no.
2023, they evil bitches, rise up.
You know what I'm saying? They just as bad as us and the whole nine. And
damn sure was knocking off some wives, but
And like Eli would say, we gotta get the fuck up out of here.
Yes, sir. real quick, you know, give us y'all IGs or handles that y'all want people to follow y'all.
Once again, guys, it's your girl. That's Maya B.
The model.
I'm Courtney Shav, CourtneyShav _SHAV, the Queen of Spice.
Yeah, so follow us on Instagram at WNT Talk, YouTube WNT Talk. That's about it.
We had a talk, Eric.
Make sure y'all follow, like, subscribe.